Hey folks, Dan Trejo here with your opening bell for August 7th, 2025. So in today's video, we're going to try to figure out with today's new jobs report numbers, how they're going to affect these, the markets, and everything else in the details. Is the Federal Reserve going to cut rates if the job market continues to deteriorate and there's proof of it? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. I do these reports each day to help explain to you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. Because if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance a home. So let's go over to today's news to figure out what's happening to these today. So folks, here's what we saw today. I was waiting on the sidelines to just see what the jobless claims look like today, and also productivity costs and other things. But this was the headlines that I think a lot of people were waiting on, and it didn't come out so bad. So we're going to start with this. Then we're going to go over to the tariff news. All the reciprocal tariffs are supposed to take place today, unless you got a reprieve to some other date. So that's also hitting the markets today. But here's the economic calendar I want to go over with you guys. And here's the data that we're really focused in on. There's only right through here. These couple pieces of information right through here. We got continued jobless claims, initial jobless claims, non-farm payroll, and unit labor costs. These are the most important things. These are telling us how much employers have to pay people, how much you're earning, and how many people are working. So this data just dropped, and here it is. So I went to the labor right through here, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and here's what was released this morning right through here. So I'm going to go into a little more detailed piece of this for you. I'm not going to get crazy with this. I'm going to just break it down like this. But let's go over the economic calendar news first. And then we're also going to go and see what the equity markets are doing and the earnings for today. And I think you're going to be a little bit pleased on what all these numbers look like today, folks. So let's get over to it. We got continued jobless claims. Last reading was 1.936. It was at 1.974. That's a big jump up there. Is it going to spook the market? We'll check here in a second. Initial jobless claims, last reading was 219,000 people lost their jobs. It was supposed to go to 221. It went to 226. Not a huge spike here. This is concerning, showing a lot of people having maybe a little bit of a difficult time finding a new job. Non-farm productivity, last was negative 1.8. Now it's a 2.4 plus and even above expectations. And then you have unit labor costs. This is going to help on the inflation side. Is the last reading was up 7%. And it was only up 1.6% right now. So let's get over, just break these down real quick. I want to show you if this is up, down, good, or bad. So labor productivity costs up 2.4%. It's an increase. So that's not good for employers, but it's good for wage earners. So that's good on that side. Unit labor costs for non-farm payroll is up 1.6%, a decrease from the last reading. You can kind of see down through here if it was up or down. Productivity was up. Unit labor costs was up. But there, you can go through here. And you can see if it was up and down from quarter to quarter. So that's what we're seeing right through there. So that really wasn't a surprise that we saw today when it comes to these numbers. Well, a little bit on the continued jobless claims. Well, let's get over now and see the market reactions to these things. So we got it can't be that bad, folks. You got all the way across the board. The indices are up all the way across the board. Yes, we do have oil up 34 cents or 38 cents, but it's under $65 a barrel, folks. This is huge news on inflation, okay? And then you have the U.S. Treasury. It's up. We got bonds up 0.001. So that's really not going to do anything to the bond market. So let's get over to some earnings reports that we want to see as well, because what we've been trying to focus on this week, last week, and the following week is we were focusing on the inflation and the tariffs, okay? A lot of data is coming in, and today is a big day for that. Then the other piece of the puzzle we've been watching is the jobs claims. We got that last week and it was a shock and all. So now we're focusing in on the weekly data that we get on the jobs market. And I think the data today it didn't fall off a cliff. I think that's why the markets are kind of reacting pretty nice to this. But then we're also going to go over to earnings. How are corporate earnings holding up? And if they're holding up, that means the consumers are holding up. And if they're holding up, it's going to be nice equilibrium for the economy. Because if you're working, you're going to spend. If you're spending, manufacturers can keep going and companies can make profits. Let's get over and see where the profits are. So right now on Thursday, the 7th, we don't have a lot of data out just yet, but we're going to go look up above right through here. This is what we want to focus in on. Now, what we're looking at right now is this is earnings per share. We want to focus in on is are these green or red or gray? If they're gray, the company hasn't come out with their earnings report yet. If they're red, that means they missed. If they're green, that means they exceeded expectations. We're going to look at the earnings per share, and we're going to look at revenues. Okay, and this is the reason why, if you want to understand why I focus in on all these, check out yesterday's live event. It was about an hour long. You're going to learn a ton. We go over each data point and why we focus in on those things. So if you're in the mortgage business or a realtor, you have to check out yesterday's video. But let's look at today's earnings. Well, let's go back. There's only, if we got 2, 4, 6, we have 6 out of 18 companies that reported so far today, and not one of them missed their earnings per share estimates. Go over to revenue, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4 that exceeded and one that looks like it missed. So far, that doesn't look too bad. Let's go to yesterday's, because we'll have the whole data points on here. So here's yesterday's. This one is revenue. You can see up through there, over 18 companies, you had 4 miss. Okay, not a bad thing. So earnings per share, let's look at that. Kind of the same thing. Out of 18, there was 4 misses. That means 14 exceeded expectations. A lot of people, you know, they dwell on the negative. Look, 4 didn't match. But look at the 14 did. So you have to take a lot of this data and say, okay, it's not as bad as a lot of the world's telling us. You might be in a little bit of a bad situation in your life right now, but overall, when we look at the nation, it's not looking so bad, folks. So that's what we're seeing right through there. Now let's get over to the bond market to see how it's reacting for today. Again, we have bonds up 5 ticks. What this means that mortgage rates will come down. Well, 5 ticks or 6 ticks isn't really going to do anything. You need about 10, 12, 15, and then you're going to start seeing the markets move. But here's a 2-day chart. Okay, what you need to understand, if you're new to the channel, you have to understand how this works. Okay, as this chart goes up, all right, that means rates are coming down. There's an inverse relationship. As this goes down, rates go up. Here's what I want to help people do. I want you to help avoid this. Okay, well, let's go back a year. Here's what happens. Remember when rates are up, when this price is up, rates are low. Okay, as it goes up, the lower the rates get. Look where we were back here. When was this? This was September of last year when a lot of people were refinancing because they're like, okay, the rates hit like 6.2, a little bit even lower than where they are today. What happened right after that? That's when the Federal Reserve cut rates, went down and down and down. What do we know when it goes down? Rates go up. So millions of people miss this opportunity. They're like, we're just going to wait for rates to get a little bit lower. Well, they did that and they missed. Okay, then they got another reprieve and a lot of people missed. And then rates spiked from there. Okay, so we're back up to these times where we were, you know, earlier in the year and almost back to, well, I don't think we're going to get back to here these September levels, but we might get there sooner than we think as a lot of this dust starts to settle. But right now, you're getting another reprieve, folks, because remember, down here, this is when rates were the you know, as this goes up, rates come down. Okay, so you can see right through here over the last 2, 3, 4 months, rates have come down substantially. So it might give you an opportunity to refinance, or if you're still looking to buy, check those numbers. It might help you out to make that house a little more affordable. So let's get over to the Fed Watch tool to see, is it a 100% chance now that they're going to cut? Well, in 41 days, the Fed's going to meet. What are they going to do? Let's go down to the aggregates and see right now there is a 91% chance the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates at the September meeting. Now, folks, this was less than 50% right after the Federal Reserve announced what they were going to do last week. So this is a massive move. So if you want to get into position to take advantages as these rates come down, I'd love for you to visit us at therateupdate.com. Let me explain who I am, folks. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. That also means I work at a federal bank. So yes, I work at a federal bank, folks. But the unique thing about this bank is they were proactive enough to say, okay, what does our consumers want? They want to make sure they're getting the best programs when they're reaching out to us. So how can we do that? Well, what does most lenders do? Or what does most consumers do? Well, you've been taught, put in your application here, put it, get 3-4 different quotes. That was old time. But that is still relevant in today's world because a lot of people think that's how you do it. We created this system as basically this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, my bank is set up with 33 other lenders. These are credit unions, lenders, just mortgage lenders, and banks. So we can help you basically navigate this environment by getting you quotes with over 30 different lenders, and that's what we're going to provide to you. So if you're a little bit confused on all this, give us a call or check out some of the videos that we have that explains this. Many times on Wednesdays, we go over live events to show you exactly what we have, and we do. So check out those videos. I'd love to have you as a customer. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'm licensed all over the country. I'd love to be able to work for you, put my knowledge and expertise to work. So if you're looking to refinance, well, you come to the right channel as well. You can refinance right through here by telling me what rate you're looking for to look at the numbers or at least kick the tires to see if those numbers work for you. If you like it, well, we're going to reach out to you. So here's how it works. You click this button. You tell me what your mortgage rate is and your balances and what rate you need or would like to refinance. Put the burden on me. So as soon as rates hit that rate, I'll be calling you saying, okay, let's go over the numbers, make sure it makes sense. And if it does, well, let's get the paperwork started and lock in. If you already got some quotes, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Go to the loan estimate review tab, click it. What I want you to do, if you got 1, 3, 4 estimates, grab the best one you have. Make sure you call the lender and say, is this the best you can do? Because I'm getting one more quote. And if they beat you, I'm going to go with them. But if they can't beat you, I'll be back. So send that quote to me. I'll be the first one to say, okay, I can beat them or I can't. If I can't, I'll be more than happy to say, God bless you. You did your job. But if I can beat them on fees, on the rates, probably on both of them, I'd hopefully we can win you as a customer. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'd love to work with you if you're out there navigating, looking to buy or refinance. And please, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so over there because every day I come out and I tell you what's going on with rates and the whys behind it, folks. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. And I'll see you here at the closing bell about 4 o'clock to let you know how all this mess ends for the day, folks. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.